It's been a good morning together, hasn't it? Man, if you maybe you're visiting today or you're new to Johnston Chapel and this is your first Mission Sunday, you may wonder why service looks different today. But it is so generations after us will worship God in heaven. It is so that we can make His name known and spread a heart of missions for everyone in our church and really instill that from a young age. The one thing we do at Johnston Chapel is from the time students are in fourth grade all the way through when they graduate, they have the opportunity to go on mission trips, and that has been awesome and not normal at every church I've been to. And so it's been so rewarding to see that and to see the effects of that. Miss Ariel, she's about to leave for Japan and many more examples like that. And that's just our heart, that it would instill a desire for missions far beyond what we could do in our own, that God would really do something in their hearts on these trips. And so if you don't know me, my name's Pastor Ricky. I'm the youth minister here at Johnston Chapel. We went on two mission trips this summer. We're going to start with the middle school trip. So if you went on the middle school mission trip, I'll go ahead and invite you up on stage to join me. And you guys are going to get a chance to hear from the students that joined us on this trip. We went to Cedarville, Ohio. We stayed at Cedarville University. We partnered with a ministry called Student Life, and it's ran by Lifeway, and it's Student Life Camps. And so it's a summer camp, but we elected to do the mission portion of that. So instead of like the camp games during the day, we go offsite and serve a different ministry. And so that looked for us, it was Monday through Friday, two services on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, times of worship, and then during the day we went and served a ministry called Dayton Gospel Mission in downtown Dayton, Ohio. And that was a treasure. And so you're going to get to hear all about that from our wonderful kids. Let me just say, this trip blew me away. It was far better than the expectations I had for it, just because I didn't know and I hadn't been before. And our students did a really great job. There was a couple groups of youth kids in our dorm room. Let me just say, if they were our kids, I don't know that I would still be here. We might have resigned by Friday. But our kids did really good, and it was a joy to watch them all week. So I'm going to go ahead and invite Jack Turner up, and then they'll keep sharing after that.
Good morning. For those who don't know me, my name is Jack Turner, and I got the privilege to go on the 2026 Cedarville Student Life Missions Trip. Just wanted to thank all the leaders, first of all, for them being able to go and be able to make time, being able to keep up with us, and be able to keep us in line, be able to make sure we have a good time. So I'm going to start off first with all the work we did. The work was good because it felt like we had a connection, because we started off at a church, but then that church had a camp that we went to, and then we painted, cut wood, and mulched some paths for them. So it just felt good that we were able to help future generations be able to have a better experience or be able to have better impact going there. I also want to talk about the worship. The worship was probably my favorite part. It was fun. There were some parts that were really fun and some parts that were really serious. So it was a good blend and just felt like everything was put together really nicely and everybody worshiped together. It felt like we were all there as one. It was just a very good atmosphere and I really enjoyed it. But also the messages, as Ricky said, that there we had a ton of messages. I think there was 8 in total, but they were all really good. There was a couple that stood out. One was for us to have a good heart posture when we're thinking about and looking toward God, that we'll be able to, you know, think of Him in that way. But then one that I liked a lot, we talked about it, was that it wasn't actually even in the actual chapel service. It was actually in a video beforehand, and it was about talking about a million coats of paint can't cover a broken foundation, which kind of says in my mind that we, using worldly things, can't cover something that's broken, but we need God so we can help. He can help us build a good foundation, as we can't like cover a bad foundation with paint. It'll just fall apart again. We need something good or somebody that's an expert to be able to come and do it. And that's all I have to say for my experience.
Hello, I'm Rex Tabor, if you do not know me. And this morning, I'm here to talk about the missions trip this summer. While in Cedarville, we did a variety of work, including cleaning, painting, and mulching trails. One thing I really loved about the week were the messages from Nick Person. One of the main ideas of his sermons was to have good soil and to be able to consume and learn from God's Word. My biggest takeaway, however, from the week was the theme verse of the week, John 15:5, which reads, "I am the vine, and you are the branches. The one who remains in me, and I in him, will bear much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing." This verse explains to us how we are to keep our trust in God so that we will thrive, and when we do not keep our trust in him, we will fail. Another thing that stuck out to me this week was the worship services. It was very intense, but it was very moving. I was extremely blessed to get to go on this trip and get to go and serve. That's all. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Paisley, and I just want to take a few moments to tell you about the missions trip and what it meant to me. Going into the trip, I was really excited, but I'd never gone on one before, so I wasn't exactly sure what to expect. I knew we were going to have a great time serving and worshiping the Lord, but I didn't realize how much I would learn and how many memories I would make while I was there. One of my favorite parts was getting to serve alongside my friends. We got to work together for hours, painting and being willing to jump in and help whenever needed. Even though it was super hot and I had paint all over me, I still had the best time. And doing something like painting might not seem like a huge deal, but knowing we were doing it to help someone else made it meaningful. Another huge part of the trip that I loved was the worship. The worship team that they had there was amazing. Emma, Jordan, and I loved them so much that we ran to get in front every night. And one of the nights, we got ready super early, and we walked over to the building, and there was a bunch of people waiting outside the doors. We waited for around 30 minutes until they opened the doors, and then everyone ran inside and tried to get a good spot for worship. I thought it was really cool getting to see a bunch of other teenagers rush into a building like that to worship Jesus. And another really funny part of the trip was our bread prank on the boys. We got moldy bread, and we ripped it up, and we threw it in their rooms, in their bags, all over their clothes. It was everywhere. And I'm sure they had a fun time cleaning it up. Yeah, I just want to say I'm really thankful that I got to go, serve, meet new people, and get closer to God. I made so many memories, and I'm already excited for the next opportunity to go on another mission trip. Thank you.
Hi, for those who don't know me, my name is Jordan, and when I look back on this missions trip, I honestly don't think I'll ever forget it. This trip was so much more than just going somewhere and serving God. It was an experience where you can truly feel Him moving. It was such a privilege to go and to help these people during the missions trip rally. Being able to serve people, encourage them, and just be there to help in a way we did was such a blessing. Us girls paint a mess at the time, and that was an experience just in that. Sometimes the small things we did felt like it made the biggest difference. It reminded me that serving others isn't about recognition, but it's about showing people the love of Jesus through actions. There were so many moments where you could really feel God working, whether it was during worship or while we were serving. You knew God had you there for a reason. We made so many memories that I knew I will never remember for the rest of my life, but it wasn't all serious either. We made so many funny memories, and stuff like that made the trip even more special. This missions trip really showed me that serving others can change you just as much as it can impact the people you're serving. I came home with memories I'll never forget, friendships that became stronger, and a heart that feels different because of what God did. I'm so thankful that I got to be a part of this trip, and I hope that I will never forget how clearly we saw God moving through it all. It wasn't just a missions trip, it was an experience that made our relationship stronger with God, closer to each other, and it reminded us why we are called to serve. Also, thank you for all the leaders. We couldn't do it without you, and just thank you for putting up with all of us. Thank you.
What Paisley doesn't know is that she thought she pranked the boys. She really just pranked me because I was up till 2 cleaning it up. So, thank you, Paisley. I'll let you guys go ahead and sit down. That way you can see the slideshow one time through as I kind of wrap everything up. Before I really say anything else, I do want to echo a couple things they said and thank the leaders. We did not one but two mission trips in 3 weeks this year, and some leaders went on one, some went on both, and took 2 weeks of vacation from work and time away from their family, and it means a lot to me. You guys have helped me every year, all year long, and you do a lot to help me minister to the kids, and your love for them really shows, so thank you all. And you do a great job. We have an awesome leadership team. So thank you very much. I'll start by saying this. You know, because we were going to Jamaica, I think by nature an overseas trip kind of consumes you as a youth pastor for so long leading up to it that it's like all you can really think about, which means going on this trip just a week after, it was really hard to put like kind of that same focus and energy and excitement towards it. Just naturally, you can only do so much. And so because of that, I didn't know what to expect. But I was completely blown away by this trip. It was probably my favorite mission trip I've ever been on. One of the other leaders said that as well. They did a fantastic job ministering to our students and seeing our students respond during service and during small group time. Like, as a youth pastor, I've been praying to see that in that way for over 2 years now. And so that was just so encouraging for all of us to see them worship God together and even come back home in youth and Sunday morning and worship God in that same way and with more energy than before, just because they kind of saw something new and realized they could, that worship was a personal, you know, way they could respond to God. And so it was just really cool to watch that change them, watch the way they interacted in small group and share things, pray for one another multiple nights after service. Different students would pray for 30 minutes or an hour or more with their peers. We didn't prompt that. They were just doing it naturally at the altar or out in front of in the aisles. And they just really sought after God that week. And that was so encouraging for us. And I think it's going to be so valuable for our youth ministry going into the school year. So that's a little bit about just kind of the spiritual outcomes of it. On the mission side, we worked with Dayton Gospel Mission. It was a great ministry there in downtown Dayton, and we worked one day at their downtown campus and then 2 days at this church camp that Jack was talking about, and they did a various number of projects. They did a really good job. The part that really made the trip, though, was seeing the way they worked together, no complaining. They all got along. They all encouraged one another. Seeing the way they worshiped together, no complaining. They all got along. They all encouraged each other. They prayed for each other, and like everything we did, it didn't matter if it was worship, prayer, small group. They were there for the right reasons and seeking the Lord. So that was encouraging. It was just a really fun, awesome week. They really, I think, made new commitments in their own hearts coming home that they kind of shared with the group. You know, some of it, they're on the worship team and they want to put more into that and grow as a musician and a worship leader so they can do it in a way that represents Christ well. Some of them committed to reading their Bible every day because they saw the value of that in their quiet time. Some of them decided to, they made it a goal to share the gospel more with their peers at school. Just all of them made personal, different commitments and ways they wanted to challenge themselves to grow because the trip stretched them. And it was awesome. It was awesome to see. The pastor did a great job. I think he preached 8 times in 5 days. So they got a lot of God's word in just a week. And it was a great message. It's about abiding in Christ and cultivating that personal relationship with God. So it was an amazing trip, and I was super proud of the way they acted and behaved and just served the Lord all week. And it was, by the end of the week, we had already decided that we were going to come back again next year in light of, and also do something locally as well. So that's how impressed I was with the way they did the camp. So that's a little bit about the middle school mission trip. And before we have the high schoolers join us on stage, I'm going to invite Jason and the kids club up.
Isn't it a blessing to hear how the Lord is working in the lives of our children? So I'm so grateful to be a part of a church that's seeking to raise our children up in a way that honors the Lord and provide opportunities for them to serve Him. Especially in missions. I get the privilege of working with the youngest kids, the fourth and fifth graders, and getting to enjoy, see them experiencing missions together as a group for the first time. My name's Jason Bowden. I'm the children's pastor here at Johnston Chapel, and enjoy that role very much. Enjoy being with these guys, and going to have an opportunity for them to share just a little bit in a moment, but I want to kind of give you a little flavor of what a mission trip looks like for fourth and fifth graders. It certainly has to look different than it does for middle schoolers and, of course, for high school teens versus adults. But that's what makes it fun, is that it's different. And this is our group we call Crew. And I know there's maybe could be some confusion there. We call a lot of things Crew. We do Crew on Wednesday nights with a larger group of fourth and fifth graders. That's where we spend time doing Bible study, scripture memorization, and then focus as well on service, on serving the Lord in the church, as well as outside our walls here. But these guys are a part of Kids Club Crew. For those families that want to make the commitment to take that service part further, they can get to be a part of the service that we do each and every Sunday in Kids Club downstairs when the kids dismiss. These kids and some others with them, they're not all here this morning, but they help lead that service by doing scripture memorization, taking up the offering, running the computer and lights, and all those different things, as well as doing some additional service opportunities, one of them being this mission trip that we took together. So that was back in June, the 14th through the 17th, and just a little overview of the things that we had opportunity to do. We spent our first evening together playing and enjoying some fellowship together. We did some team building activities, and that involved some teaching as well as some different games and activities to get us prepared for the next couple of days of ministry. Our teaching this year focused around being a servant. If you see the backs of our t-shirts, and you can't read them because it says, well, maybe one of two of you might be able to, but it says servant in Greek. That comes from the book of James as well. We did, again, some training things before each outreach to get them prepared for the things that we were going to be doing. We try to do a variety of different ministries. As you know, everyone has different spiritual gifts, different blessings the Lord and talents the Lord has given each one of us. These kids are working on discovering what those are, so I want to provide different opportunities for them to just get a feel for what different types of ministry are like. So we did some training before each outreach, just a little talk about what we're going to be doing, as well as beginning the day with some Bible studies as well. I'm grateful for our other three pastors who wrote devotions for each morning for the kids to go through. That was a blessing to them as well. So we started Monday morning by partnering once again with Bland Ministry Center. If you're not familiar with them, they have a great work that they do here in our community where they serve those that need food. They do a lot with school kids, preparing backpacks and things, school supplies for needy families. They do clothing, and of course their food ministry is a big thing that they do. They serve twice a week, so they get bulk foods that come in from places like Walmart and Sam's, so those things have to be taken off pallets and sorted into quantities that can be given to each family. So the kids spent some time doing that. And they had a delivery of something that met the spiritual gift of every child in our group. They had pallets of candy that was to be sorted. And man, you'd have thought they were just absorbing it through the packages. They were just loved handling that candy. It was awesome. So very cool. Very cool experience for sure. After that, we headed over to Princeton Healthcare and spent some time with the residents there. We did a butterfly craft with them. Just spent some time singing some songs and fellowshipping and interacting with the residents there. And then they asked if we could play Connect Four with them. And I think it was a setup. And they wanted to play kids against the residents. And they were rather ruthless. It didn't matter that it was fourth and fifth graders that were playing. They were in it to win. It was a lot of fun. So we really enjoyed that outreach and that time there. Our next day, we went a little bit further away. Instead of going south, we went north
and spent some time in Charleston. Wanted to get just a little bit out of the area and just see some new sights and some new things that the kids haven't experienced before. So we went and spent some time at the Union Mission in Charleston. Ms. Joyce Davis spent some time explaining to us the different things that they do. They have quite the ministry there where they serve the homeless in the Charleston area. They have addiction housing and programs for men's homes and women's homes, things they do with children, of course. They have a thrift store to help support the ministry as well as give clothing and items needed, of course, food, just lots and lots of different ways that they reach out. But everything's centered around the Lord and centered around the gospel. So a great ministry to partner with there. We spent time cleaning up around a playground at the ladies' home. We helped wash their vehicles. We sorted items and whatnot, so we're able to help that ministry with those kinds of things. And then after that, we went to the hospital. Actually, we went right next door to the hospital. I wanted to get your attention there. We went to the Ronald McDonald House, if you're not familiar with that ministry. We call it a ministry, but it's a place that offers housing for families with children who are in the hospital. So we went there. They have a number of families staying there. I think they were about full at the time when we were there, but we prepared dinner for the people that were staying there. So the kids all got together and we made lasagnas, we made salad and cooked chocolate chip cookies. They did lots of chopping and mixing, and it was a lot of fun to do that. We also prepared a card to give to the families there. So reaching out to those that are struggling in their lives with difficult health challenges. Our last day on Wednesday, we went to Lake Stevens and enjoyed the pond and splash pad and some good fellowship together before we headed home. So again, just a blessed few days, blessed opportunity to give these fourth and fifth graders some different ways that they can reach out together. And I want to give them opportunity to share from their hearts and what impacted them. So I'm going to get Josh Walsh, if you'll come and start us off, dude. Say a few words for us.
Hi, my name is Joshua Walsh. I'm going to start with how thankful I am for being able to go on this trip. Everything we got to do was amazing. At Bland Ministry, we got to pack water, Gatorade, and candy. I also got to take out the trash with Cody and John. I had to get in the dumpster. It was fun. At the end of every day, we would do team building games. It was fun, but also taught good teamwork. That's why I liked it. Thank you for your prayer and support.
All right, this is Miss Eva.
Hi, I'm Eva, and like you could probably tell, I don't have anything to read, so I'm making this up as I go. So, I had so much fun. We went to Lake Stevens, and then like everybody jumped off one of those giant things. I don't know what they're called. And then everybody jumped off of it. I think everybody did. It was super fun. My only friend there was Rose, because she's not here. But I had really fun. And I really liked that we got to pack all the candy, because everybody wanted to eat it all. And it was really fun. And I can't believe we didn't make it rain candy. So, thank you.
Of course, they did get to eat a little bit of candy. You let them have a little bit. Holden, this is Holden Chambers.
My name is Holden. On the crew mission trip, one of my favorite things was the team building games. My favorite game was the stick game where you had to move your stick left or right with one hand behind your back. My second favorite thing was going to the Bland Ministries where we packed food. We packed water and candy. My favorite was packing candy. Each night we would gather together and talk about a Bible lesson, and then Pastor Jason would ask us some questions. I enjoyed going to the Princeton Healthcare Center and making a craft with the residents. We made paper butterflies. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. I'm going to let you guys go ahead, and you can be seated with your families. And as I close things out here, I wanted to say a big thank you as well to the adults that were part of this trip. It's not something that just Miss Kristen and I can do by ourselves, obviously. I'm very grateful for, of course, my wife that does so much in supporting this ministry. It's definitely not all me. For sure. So thank you to Miss Kristen, of course Keith Chambers, Miss Sarah Walsh, Miss Rachel Cruz, stuck with us the whole week, involved in everything. Grateful for them. Also for my children, Sarah, Ella, and Hannah, and Isaac, and them helping leading worship in the evenings and leading games and just all kinds of different things. So grateful for them. And their ministry there, as well as Ms. April Cunningham, helped cook a couple of meals as well. So thank you guys so much for instilling into our children in those ways. And a big thank you to all the families as well. It is a privilege to partner with you in discipling your children and teaching them the things of the Lord. So this time I wanted to show just a short video of some photos of our trip. Some fun things in ministry that we got to do, and then we'll turn it back over to Pastor Ricky.
All right. Thank you, Jason. At this time, I'll go ahead and invite the those that went on the mission trip to Jamaica over the summer. You guys can join me on stage. So we served in Montego Bay at a ministry called the CCCD, Caribbean Christian Center for the Deaf. And one thing about Jamaica is there's a higher than usual deaf population within the country. Just a genetic thing, and so they have four or five campuses. We served at the Montego Bay campus, and the Montego Bay campus gets the least number of mission trips during a year. It's kind of like the forgotten or neglected campus in a way, because that's where the older teens are, and so there's not as many younger kids there to minister to, but obviously there's still a lot of teenagers to minister to. They're just older, and so a lot of churches don't pick that campus. We had kind of an option when we signed up. We thought it was going to be a ministry trip. That was kind of the plan going in. But I made that plan just a month or two before Hurricane Melissa hit Jamaica and did a whole lot of damage to the whole country, really, but especially the different ministries. And so that trip looked very different by the end of it than when I originally signed up. So we did a lot of work this week, and some of the kids are going to tell you about it. I'll go ahead and let Jake Belcher and Caitlin Rory share, and then I'll come up and finish off.
Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Jake Belcher, and I'm a senior at Princeton Senior High School. Before I begin, I want to take a moment to thank our church body for making this trip possible. Without your prayers, support, and generosity, opportunities like this would not be possible. I'm incredibly grateful that you gave us the opportunity to serve others and experience what God had planned for us in Jamaica. I was truly blessed to be a part of this missions trip to Jamaica. It was my first overseas missions trip, and going into it, I honestly had no idea how God was going to work in my heart or what He had planned to teach me. But it didn't take long for me to begin seeing exactly what He was trying to show me. My group consisted of Pastor Ricky, Adam Jones, Lindsay Jones, Bear Woodard, and two construction workers from the deaf community. While we were there, we worked on several different construction projects, including tearing down old ceilings and putting up new ceilings. The work was definitely not easy. Working in the hot Jamaican sun was tiring, and there were times when we were all exhausted. But at the end of the day, it was completely worth it. One of the most meaningful parts of the trip for me was getting to work alongside two of the men from the deaf community. Trying to communicate and work together without being able to hear or speak was a challenge, but it was also one of the biggest learning experiences of the trip for me. What stood out to me the most was their attitude. No matter what came their way, they remained positive. They were always smiling, always willing to work, and they never seemed to let their circumstances take away their joy. That really put things into perspective for me. I realized that I can get caught up in my own problems and frustrations, but there is always something to be thankful for. Seeing their positive attitude reminded me that circumstances don't have to determine our attitude. Coming home from Jamaica, I knew I wanted to carry that lesson with me. I want to be someone who looks at the brighter side of things, appreciates what I have, and trust God even when I don't understand what He's doing. Most importantly, this trip reminded me that God has a plan for each of us. Sometimes we may not understand that plan right away, but we can trust He is working through every experience He puts in our lives. I'm incredibly thankful that God gave me the opportunity to go to Jamaica, and I'm even more thankful for what He taught me while I was there. It was more than just a mission trip. It was an experience that changed the way I want to look at life and strengthened my faith in God's plan. And once again, thank you to everyone in our church body who helped make this trip possible. Your support allowed us to serve, learn, and share God's love with others, and I'm truly grateful for that. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Caitlin, and if you do not know me, I had the privilege of going to the high school missions trip to Montego Bay, Jamaica. We traveled to CCCD, which is a school and campus that serves the deaf community. Their goal is to teach and prepare the deaf students for adult life. They teach students different work skills so they can support themselves and their families. The students learn skills like culinary arts and commercial food preparation, early childhood education assistance, hotel and resort housekeeping, agricultural and farming activities, and even accessible tour guiding. Our team helped with a lot of hands-on projects around the campus. We worked on painting rails, floors, sides of buildings, and concrete pillars. We also helped with cleanup and restoration. We went through books that had been damaged by the hurricane. There were also landscaping that needed attention. We cleaned up the grounds and helped make gardens usable again, places that had been covered, damaged, or overgrown. Montego Bay was beautiful, but what stood out to me the most was the kindness of the people. They had every reason in the world to be angry, especially considering everything they lost back in October. But instead, they showed us kindness and joy. Another thing I wanted to mention was communication. Our group was learning sign language, and the students and staff were extremely patient with us. Even when we struggled to communicate, they were willing to help us learn. The trip also included devotions and time in God's Word. The high school girls on our trip, including me, devotions on 1st and 2nd Peter. Just being in God's Word, even in the middle of busy days full of work and serving, made the trip even better. Many of us talked about how rewarding it was to be in the Bible every day and encouraged us to be more consistent when we came back home. By the end of the trip, I could see that what we did mattered. We helped around the deaf campus, helped with restoration of the school, and hopefully brought some joy to the people there. But what surprised me the most was that I didn't leave feeling like we only gave something. I felt like we had received something too. We received lessons in kindness. We witnessed what it looks like to keep joy even when life is hard. And we were reminded that serving others isn't just about what we can do for them. Sometimes God uses people we go to serve to teach us, encourage us, and change us too. I'm really thankful I had the opportunity to go on this trip, and I hope I can carry what I learned in Jamaica along with me after the trip is over. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. That was really good. I enjoyed listening to just all the different students and what they got from the trip. Do any of you remember your sign name? Go ahead and show them. So in Jamaica, you would when you would interact with someone asking what their name was, you would say, "My name is," and then you would spell it. So my name is Ricky. And then as you built relationship with them through the week, a lot of them would give you a sign name, which was just kind of like an abbreviation of your name. And so mine was this, because this means respect. And I always wore a hat, and my name starts with R. Jake's was something with a football, because he's QB1. So the kids had a lot of fun getting their different sign names and interacting with them. And that was kind of a surprise for me on the trip. I didn't know what communication would look like, and just how we would do it, and if the kids would be able to very much, and they did a really good job all week long. They kind of fought hard to communicate with them and learn learn how to better communicate with them, learn different and new sign language, and they did a really good job by the end of the week. A lot of them were signing back and forth a good bit. The best part was we were working with two guys from the deaf community, and Jake and Adam and I and Josiah, we were like, we didn't really know what we were doing for a while because we couldn't talk to them, so we were just like grabbing rotten lumber. And like an hour into like spreading this lumber around, we realized these guys are building scaffolding for us to hang ceiling on over a 3-story stairwell, and this is what we're supposed to stand on. And so we're kind of looking around as we kind of realize what they're building, and it was fun. Everybody was safe. Lindsay and I made sure no kids got up there, but that was really fun. I'll let you guys go ahead and sit down as I finish up so you can see the slideshow. But a couple of things stuck out to me from this trip. Like I said, we had to be flexible, as all mission trips do. We went with the flow, and it became a service trip, and we were excited about it. We served them. I think the group worked exceptionally hard. A lot of you older generation will appreciate this. We were working by 6 a.m. every day, most of the group. And so it's really hot there, and even the kids were like, "Let's work in the morning." We had no AC, so there was no break from it. We started as early as we could, and the kids got up, didn't complain. It got dark earlier too, so life was just a little more simple, and we went to sleep early. We hung out, but they were working by 6 a.m. every day. They had some projects lined up for us, and like 3 hours into it, they realized we don't have enough work. Well, they fixed that very quickly. Finally, by Thursday, we had done so much. She came to me and said, "Can you guys plant 45 fruit trees?" And like I was looking at my crew, and it had been 100 all week, and they were exhausted. And this was at like 1 o'clock on the last day. I was like, I've never said no in a mission trip setting like that. I was like, I don't think we can do it. Like, I don't think they have anything left. We had just built an extra block wall and all this other stuff that we didn't plan on, and they were drained by that point. They gave it everything they had that week and did a really good job. And they had, I think all of us as a group, we just learned a lot about perspective and joy. They had so much joy. Life was very simple. They had a lot taken from them, both in life, even though they would not view it that way. They would say instead of they were hard of hearing, they would say we were deaf gain, meaning they actually felt like being deaf was an advantage to them in a lot of ways, and that was an interesting perspective. And encouraging and challenging to us, like how much we grumble and complain in life, yet we have so many comforts and conveniences that they didn't have. So I think a lot of the students, like their eyes were open, and just we saw a new perspective. Some of the other biggest wins for me, like I said, was just seeing how hard they work. Hard work's important to me, and so I valued seeing them work that way, but it's not nearly the most important thing on those trips as much as I believe in it. I love to see the way they grow spiritually. So some of those wins, the spiritual wins for me was two students since that trip have talked to me about overseas missions and considered it. One other one about ministry in general. Those are huge wins. Just things you long for and pray for from your youth ministry. We saw the students, like I said, really dive in and try to learn sign language and give it their all. And they went out of their way to communicate with those in the CCCD. They didn't just kind of stick within our own group. So I was proud of them for that. I'm proud of them for the way they worked. And just the time in small groups together every night, we really challenged the students as the week went on to share what God was doing in their heart and in their lives throughout the week. And they really started to open up and share and talk about what it meant to serve other people and how they felt challenged to do so more when they go back home. They talked about the way they wanted to, like Caitlin said, spend more time in Devo. They saw the rewards of that. And so all of those things were obviously huge wins throughout the week. One night we did small group time after, I think it was after dinner, and we broke off 3 to 4 students at a time, and they all got with one leader. We kind of spread out on the campus and just talked about life, shared with each other what God was speaking to us, and then we took time for prayer requests. And one of those guys in my group that I got to pray for, we prayed for a very specific need in his life, and within, I think we were home, it was a week after Cedarville, so about 2.5 weeks, he texted me and said that God had answered that prayer, and he was been telling everyone he knows that, like, the pastor prayed, and we all as a group prayed about this thing going on in his life, and that got answered when he got back home. And so to see that build his faith and even encourage my own faith was a huge win. And just to see, like I said, the students willing to share each night, the students going out of their way to connect with the students from the CCCD, and for them to want to commit to reading their Bible at home. I think those were the three huge wins for us as leadership from the week. And so that was just a little bit about the Jamaica trip. It was one of those weeks that went by really fast and yet felt like you were there forever, just because you never got a break from the heat. But it took a lot of support financially, prayers, the leaders going. And so I want to take just a moment and thank the whole church for supporting our kids. We were able to take 34 people on that trip, which is awesome. So thank you all for giving and for your prayers and for sending your children and just being willing to do that. It was a great week, and I hope one that they will remember for a long time. So we're gonna move towards concluding our service today. It'll be a little different than usual. Normally we'd invite the worship team back up, but there was one song at Student Life Camp that really stuck out to us. And you can go ahead and cut the live stream.